listening to Opportunity Detroit, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. And I'm Ann Thomas. The draft in Detroit has ended, but it has left a lasting impact on the city and the surrounding area. Claude Molinari, the president and CEO of Visit Detroit, is here with us now to talk about this impact. Wow, Claude, I still can't believe it. Everybody is talking about what a great job you all did in Detroit.
Well, there were so many people, and first of all, thank you for having me on your program. So many people involved in making this a success. I mean, you know, I feel somewhat ridiculous taking any credit because we had so many people from the city of Detroit, from Rocket Mortgage, from the DDP, to all our donors and sponsors, the police department, the fire department, Wayne County. I mean, everybody contributed, and certainly I also give a huge hats off and MVP status to the citizens of Detroit and Southeast Michigan, who are just incredible hosts to all the thousands of people that came to visit.
So when we talk about impact, let's first of all just talk about how this will impact you. Visit Detroit. I have a feeling an awful lot of people are now going to visit Detroit, Claude.
Oh, there's no question. And I'm hearing from my counterparts and competitors throughout the country that you basically guys just had a 72-hour infomercial on Detroit on national broadcast where it was just a total love fest. Everybody talking about how beautiful the city was, new, all these skyscrapers, all this new construction, that beautiful, pure blue Michigan water, you know, on the river there. I mean, just incredible. And I think this platform, this national and international spotlight on this city for this particular draft, setting the all-time records, I believe that this is going to pay dividends for our tourism industry for years to come, like a decade. They'll still be talking about, I saw this, I saw the draft, I saw how incredible that city looked, I had to come and visit.
And I also know how important the convention business is for you. I have a feeling that will help with the convention business too.
Oh, no doubt. We're already receiving inquiries. In fact, we had a group from the UK that came in on the last day of the draft, and they were blown away, and they couldn't believe how the city was in such incredible form. And again, I think that across the country, I'm actually headed to this weekend. I'm heading to Los Angeles for a international trade conference where group travel comes from across the world, and we're about like 95% filled with all our appointments. We're now 130% filled. A bunch of people are doubling up to meet with our group, and we're thinking of bringing another person just to meet the demand for the people who want to meet with us and start booking group tours to Detroit and Southeast Michigan.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, I know all of the economic impact numbers are not in yet, but you do have some very impressive hotel occupancy numbers. Talk about that, Claude Molinari.
Well, across Southeast Michigan, the entire region, we were at 92% occupancy on Thursday night, the first night of the draft.
That's
amazing. We were over 80% the day before, the day after, and then on the Saturday as well. So, you know, when you look at it, like Taylor Swift, during the summer, we were at 81 and 83% occupancy. So you can just see, like, the NFL draft on that first night was well over 90%, and that's incredible and such a huge boost to the region. And again, I think that whenever you're above 60%, the hotels are profitable. So when you're at 90%, the hotels are doing really well. And it's important, you know, it's important for Detroit entrepreneurs to do very well. And I think one of the unsung, you know, parts of this draft is, you know, we had over 500 stagehands, union workers, building out all the theatrical and pieces in the amphitheater. We had electricians, we had teamsters, iron workers, and then over 800 Detroiters were employed as teammates for the NFL draft. And, you know, the NFL doesn't do volunteers. Everyone has to be paid to work on this. They call them teammates. So who historically would be volunteers who would love to be a part of this were actually paid, and it was a living wage. So, again, there's so many people who benefited from this, including more than 60 Detroit businesses that got contracts to work on this event with the NFL. And we're talking not just like, oh, boutonnieres on the jackets. We're talking about flowers, furniture, food, equipment, logistics. So really great stuff for a lot of our entrepreneurs.
Well, you know, I think the idea of going local like that, Claude, was part of the magic.
Oh, no doubt. I think, you know, there was a few things. We were like, there's two things that we really wanted to make sure of. Number one was that Detroiters were involved.
Yes.
That this was going to be inclusive and that we would be failing in our mission if we do not make sure that Detroit businesses benefit. And if we could have minority businesses, even better. Like, we wanted to make this, give people a boost, because sometimes all it takes is one big contract to push a business to the next level.
That's true.
And so we really feel that there's some people that, you know, talked about how, like, they got a month's worth of work or 2 months' worth of work, you know, or profit out of just this event. And, you know, and the second thing, of course, was we wanted to make sure that it was inclusive for everybody, that everybody felt welcome, and that we're going to spread it around the city so that, you know, if you couldn't get inside the footprint of Campus Martius and Cadillac Square, that Beacon Park, Capitol Park, Harmony Park, Greektown, they were all activated and would have video and audio, large screen video and audio. So wherever you were during the draft, you could still be a part of it in the same way. And that wasn't the case in other cities. And we wanted to make sure that on those two counts, that we would not get any complaints.
What were some of your favorite moments over the entire weekend?
Well, you know, I think Thursday night when the commissioner announced the draft was on, I mean, that was an amazing moment. Certainly the national anthem and the jets flying overhead was you know, those kind of moments that are just brilliant. I had a great moment. I announced one of the draft picks on Saturday. And what was interesting is, you know, in previous drafts, you know, I had visited, you know, on the Saturday when people are making the picks, they're making, you know, like you're making the 150th pick or the 200th pick in the draft. You're doing it in front of an audience of 50 or 60 people. And when I came out on the stage Saturday after 4 p.m., and there was the better part of 200,000 people, like, looking at me up there. I was like, this is surreal. Like, this is unbelievable. And, of course, then at the end when the final, Mr. Irrelevant was chosen, the very last pick of the draft, I was sitting in a seat just outside the stage area with my wife, and I will admit, I shed a tear of, like, oh, my goodness, like, what an amazing – we got it done, and everything was fantastic, and, you know, there was no incidents, those were truly some of those moments where you're just, you know, very thankful.
Absolutely. So what's next for you this summer? What are some of the other big events that you are going to be very involved in, Claude Molinari?
Well, we have a couple of big ones. I mean, we're going to be hosting the National Guard for two different events.
Oh, wow.
So we've got they'll bring in about 10,000 active and reserve National Guards people who are going to be coming out to the city for several weekends. And then we've also have the Professional Conference Meeting Association, or PCMA, EDUCON event. And that won't matter to a lot of Detroit local people who aren't involved in the industry, but these are going to bring 1,200 meeting planners, and these meeting planners will again get a view of the city and all that's going on here. And we're hopeful that, you know, even if only 10% of those 1,200 meeting planners were to book a business in here,
sure,
you know, that's 12 major events.
Wow.
And we're thinking that, again, as we introduce more and more people to Detroit, especially meeting planners, the people that put on conventions, they will decide this is a great place to bring an event. So this event is going to be awesome. We're going to show these meeting planners everything that Detroit has to offer, and as well as Novi. And we're hoping that we're going to get a lot of business out of it for future years.
Absolutely. And I know the Final Four is it 1,000 days away? But what the heck? Let's start talking about it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We have our countdown clock going,
yes,
and we've already got a request to put somebody else on the clock for an upcoming event. But we're excited. I mean, again, I'm so thrilled. We have the Detroit Grand Prix coming right up, and right after that, we have the Rocket Mortgage Golf Classic, which is incredible. Even and before that, over Memorial Day, we have Movement Fest, which
we
can't really book any big events in the convention center that on Memorial Day weekend because the Movement Fest takes all the hotel rooms, which is fantastic.
Right, and we've got the Ford fireworks.
Oh, I know.
That's
that's going to be a great night. And, you know, Tony Michaels and the parade company do such an amazing job, and we'll be bringing in some people from out of town. I'm sorry, you know what? We've got that PCMA Educon is on there, and I'm telling those guests that we're doing it just for them.
I love it. Well, Claude Molinari, President and CEO of Visit Detroit, thank you so much for your time today. It was really great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Ann. You're the best.
So are you. And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.